EA Capital, in partnership with the Finalto Group, are offering an exclusive cash bonus to individual and retail clients. Get 30% extra cash on your initial deposit directly into your trading account upon signing up on the Markets.com trading platform, which offers CFDs on shares, Forex, commodities, and ETFs. The minimum investment amount required to open an account and start trading CFDs is $1,500. Upon signing up, you will gain access to educational material and a demo account. Trading CFDs carries a considerable risk of capital loss. EA Capital and Finalto South Africa Pty Ltd are registered financial service providers and are licensed by the FSCA respectively. Terms and conditions do apply.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismeg.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggi.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Whatever happened to 5G? Remember those 5G days during COVID?
Oh, the 5G towers.
Yeah, the towers. Whatever happened to those?
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Remember during COVID, they said they
erecting
5G towers.
I've been seeing those things, man. I've been seeing some form of towers around the northern suburbs when I go there to visit the likes of 5G. You see, like, there's things there, poles with ngati sabubumpani, so right, because it's a pole, and then there's this flat thing like a UFO, or what we think is a UFO. They're still there, man. 5G's and shit.
It was a crazy time during that those days.
Oh, wild time, dog. Wild time.
Yeah. Speaking about technology, remember I told you guys about ChatGPT? ChatGPT.
Yeah, the AI said. Thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's a new one now.
No fuck.
Where it's called, what is it called? I think it's called audio.ai, but you can turn your voice into any celebrity in the world.
Are you serious?
Kid you not, bro.
Fuck out of here. Let's do it, Denzel.
Yeah, you can, but I don't have the AI.
Denzel, apparently his name is Denzel. Yeah. Denzel Washington, not Denzel. Oh, Denzel. It's Denzel.
Denzel. Denzel. They say it's Denzel.
Yeah, it's Denzel.
In South Africa, Denzel.
Are you on it? Can we do it?
No, I'm not on it, but check out this guy. He explains it. Elon Musk is behind it as well.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Elon Musk.
Listen to this. Listen to this. Check this guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What looks to be the most realistic voice changer I've ever come across. It's a very impressive technology that can turn even my voice into,
for example, Morgan Freeman. I can just talk in this amazing voice, right? Or
maybe even Joe Biden. What's cool is that all the voices are community made, so people have made like
Messi from Overwatch.
That's him. Speaking as Joe Biden.
As Joe Biden.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
And Morgan Freeman.
Yo.
From my favorite show, Rick and Morty.
That's him. It changes
There's
the voice.
There's also voices of celebrities, internet celebrities like
Mr. Beast. Put that in a burger.
And even Markiplier, which is pretty awesome. I'm having lots of fun with it and it's free.
Today I'm testing.
How crazy.
Jesus, that's nuts.
Yeah.
With that thing, I heard, I don't know if it's true, I hadn't checked these facts myself before coming. Apparently, China has got, like, in the one of the top 100 or top 40 list, they've got, like, some songs that are in the top 40 that are purely AI.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, what? Please check that fact checker. Like, some of the music now being created there. Because I saw this viral video, I think it was on Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
But the guy makes a point because these things cannot recreate proper human feeling.
Yeah.
You know, the feeling of just...
But they can get close to it. Like, you can do a Tupac song via AI.
Yeah, but it needs to have been done before. So what if you're in a situation that has never
been
done?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Okay, so if you say to the AI, make a song of me leaving my wife in the plane... to go take a shit and come back, and then I find it getting fucked on the seat by somebody else. How many people have truly experienced that for it to know what kind of emotions to tap into and reference to make a song speaking to that context?
So what it takes, because like we leave.
Do, hey man, I say, Hey, humble Sapila. I will leave you out living.
Are we living?
We leave.
Sapila. We live.
No, no, no. L E.
Say ham.
A V E.
Are we leaving?
We leaving.
No, man. What am I trying to say?
We live.
But we leave digital footprints of ourselves on the internet.
Oh, Sashi.
Yeah. So it taps into that.
But not everybody leaves a footprint. Some people's footprints are just a name and a Facebook account they've never posted on.
But with that's the information that you'd have of somebody?
So it would know, the AI, based on how you tweet and all the information that it has on the internet, it will know how you'd feel, like if you're heartbroken, AI, what you'd say.
Yeah, but some people feel vulgar and... Yeah, for sack, I'm sunganyoga when you've pissed them off, and some people are calm and they pull back into their own little corner.
Sure.
We react differently to particular.
But it knows how you react. It knows how you react.
Not everybody has that enough information about them out there.
Not everybody, but the people that do, like Tupac, whose music is all over.
Yeah.
Yes, then that's nothing new.
Yeah.
That's right. You're 100% correct, but. There's always a new artist with a new outlook on a breakup. And they've never had their footprint out there. And that's when we hear their music. So AI can never fully grasp.
It can, bro. I understand what you're trying to say, but it can. That's why this thing is so crazy.
Okay.
I think so.
Off next week. Get a Saul to do the show. Off next week. Get an AI to do Saul. Or get an AI to do you.
Yeah.
They can't. It can't. It's just.
But it can try.
It's a human thing. It can, but the human will tell that it doesn't feel human. It's like all the gadgets we have, right?
Yeah.
Siri is smart. And now, when I get in a car, there's a friend's car. It's got this thing where obviously it connects to the car. It's CarPlay. Then we say, Siri, play Java's latest album.
Yeah.
But if there's rain and I say, Siri, play Java's latest album, it'll hear something else. Oh, fuck, there's Siri. Shut up. We're recording a show. See, for example, she doesn't know that we're recording a show. She just says, Siri, play. Right? And she was mixing up the things.
But
so,
the difference between Siri and this new AI, the one that I was telling you about, ChatGPT, and this one, voice.ai, it can create new content. Mm. So Siri can't.
Yeah, true. Siri is just reading from...
Yeah, what she finds on the internet.
Yes, like a depository of info somewhere, of data.
Yeah.
But it will never get that close, bro. It will never emulate us.
Ah, they're getting there, bro. This shit is scary, man.
It will never
There's actually a viral video of Kanye West, which is AI, and people believe it. Like, even tabloids are writing about it.
Wait, is that him saying it's coming to South Africa?
Yes, that's AI.
It's fake.
You know why I say that, right?
It's fake.
The video, he doesn't look as old as it is now.
Yeah.
It's a young, you know, Kanye West has almost like chiseled jaws.
Yeah.
His jaws are very, like his jawline is refined when he was younger.
Yeah.
Now he's gained weight, he's fat and, right?
And the beard.
And I'm like, oh, Kanye West, when did he lose weight? Where he says, I'm going to South Africa to start a new life with my new wife.
Yeah.
I knew something was going for that video.
What did you want to say?
Was that AI? Joker?
Yeah, that's AI.
So
bro.
IOL...
Yeah.
So News 24, all of them have been fooled by AI.
By AI.
That's where it gets dangerous now. Because now you can manipulate so much.
Hey.
Wait until the Feminazis get a hang of this.
Ooh, yeah. I'll be like, oh yeah, we saw Mac. Here's a video of him doing stuff.
Confirm
it. Yeah, he is. Like, how? What the fuck is going on? It's nuts, bro.
It's nuts. You're saying, man, check.
I was checking the facts on what Saul said about the music I ate.
The song, yeah.
It's not just one song. There's over 1,000 songs that are on the list. But the one that is on the top 40 is Today. It was done by a machine called the Ling Ying Engine. And it has Elvis Presley's voice in it.
Wow.
You see now.
Hey, no, this is dangerous, man.
This is
scary,
scary territory.
Mm.
You're going to just do it like, make me a song like Kevin Momo. Don't put Babalo M on it, though. Put Mary Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Jazz icon.
Yeah.
Put her on it.
Yeah.
You get some magic.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
On key.
Have you guys heard about AI pornography also?
Whoa. How come we haven't heard about that one?
AI pornography.
Yeah. And it's actually, you get their list.
Is it called Clap GPT?
The only AI I know is AI. That's all I hear when I'm watching the show. But it's actually AI pornography.
No, it's starting to be a thing. Because I think what happens is that you get the links. Probably, haven't you seen them on Pornhub? Because that's where people who find them, like, it's actually links, because obviously they're just flashing, trying to get your attention.
I've seen I'm a Popeye, they say. I'm a Popeye. They're like, what?
You won't last for 30 seconds.
You won't this game. You won't last in this game. Yes, I've seen.
Is that AI?
I don't know. But
are you alone?
Are you alone?
There's hot, sexy singles in my area.
Are you alone?
Are you alone?
So it's the same thing. Your characters, your porn stars there will just be images that have been compiled over the internet. So it's actually not real people. So imagine now that takes away like money from probably sex workers, because this is where pornography is probably going also.
No ways.
Just to give a clear depiction of what AI porn is. AI porn does exist. Mm-hmm. And it's online pornography that is made by AI art. So they take different images of females, your typical porn stars, and create an avatar. Mm. And then, yes, it does.
Ah, thank you, Sabo.
I know.
There's no more voice with AI.
It's going to want a Bitcoin. The world is going to want a fucking, on the flip side of the coin, it's going to want a Bitcoin. Nah, it's not going to get it right. Are you alone? Hot, sexy singles in your head. I'm in Hill, bro, and no AI says, are you going to last 60 seconds? Right? They all say, you won't last 60 seconds. I'm in the building next door. Like, fuck it out. You're Zimbabwe. You're 60. The AI doesn't know all these little things like that. These human touches.
I still don't get it. What does it look like?
Over time.
What does it look like? AI porn?
No, it'll be a normal person, but obviously it's just an image that has been created. Maybe they'll use that porn star's eyes and use that other porn star's face, whether it's the lips. And almost like you create a new person.
Oh, you know what it's like?
Like an avatar.
Yes.
I think it's like recently there's been this AI filter on TikTok and all these things where they can make you look like a superhero.
Oh, yes. Right? Yes.
Like
that. 60.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So let's say for like me, for example, growing up, I had a crush on my mom's friend. So could I now go to AI and say,
Wait, how do you have a crush on your mom's friend?
She's sexy.
Whoa. Yeah. What's her name?
I used to sniff her seat. Every time she left my house. I won't say because she's still alive. Sorry, I ain't gonna come back. She's still alive.
Yeah, sniff a dog.
Yeah, like, and it never smelled foul at any particular point, right?
What does she look like?
Oh, thick.
Yeah.
Hips. Yeah. Bums. Yeah. Light skin.
How old were you?
I was like 14, 13, 14.
Okay.
12, 13. Yeah, hit the biggest fetish. I remember the one time I thought I was going to get some. So weird.
Sorry.
You know, as kids, you live in your head so much, right?
Yeah.
And then my mom, I think, was away to the Eastern Cape for a funeral. So she'd come. Yes. To make me food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, so, you know, you're a kid, you're thinking, this is like
your opportunity.
Yeah, like pull up, stepmother and son.
Hi, my son.
But I'm like, I doubt it. But in your head, you really think she really likes you because you've created that fantasy, you know?
Yeah.
But she was there to make me a poo to the BC. And for the longest time, I was like, hey, if I...
You didn't say I like my BC thick and...
No, I wasn't that smart yet, you know? She's saying, please, take cream. Right? So you're saying with AI, you could say, I've got a person, here's her profile, social media profile, her WhatsApp picture. I want to see her
and they'll create receiving the naked body, I guess.
Oh my goodness. That's kind of sick though,
bro. That is sick. It's because all of us now have people and partners. And what if people are going out there now recreating that?
What if also they can create someone that actually almost looks like you? So you are now a little porn star and AI.
Yes, I'm
porn
a sex
star.
Slave in someone's house. Like I'm a sex slave now. Like. So X, do this. with my glasses on. Like, hold on, I need to wear my glasses. It's crazy that that is
it's actually
invasive and disturbing and intrusive.
Because then they can create anything, like, and use people's, you know, faces actually, and just now you are literally a porn star without your consent.
Like, you're right with the feminazis. If now you're in court and somebody says, "Ah, we once saw him. Yeah, he's a violent being. We once saw at a garage beating up someone, and then there I am at a garage coming out of the car that I actually did use to travel that weekend." And then doing this, that's nuts.
No, not even that. They could use the voice. Like, I was with Saul, he tried to do this. You know, like how Mason Greenwood got incarcerated? Yes, because we just heard the voice. We just heard the voice. So they can manipulate the voice and make it sound like
you. Girl saying, no, I don't want to. And you're like,
exactly. And now even some podcasters that just do audio podcasts are interviewing these celebrities on this thing.
So what if it wasn't an anchor we heard on that voice?
I saw for you, boy.
What if it has?
I'm trying to save you. Sorry.
Ay, but it's crazy, man.
That's wild.
My thing is, what's the end objective with this whole AI? Like, what's it for?
Because people are going to weaponize it. People are going to take it and use it for their own goals and deeds and objectives. And that's
dangerous. Is it to make a country, I mean, the world a better place? Like, how does it impact the world? Like,
no, I think it's convenience, lapuna lapu, but eventually no good can come from... It's like... The cloning thing, right? It's been tried for the longest time. In fact, fact checker, please check this because I saw it on Twitter or social media. I didn't bother checking. In China, they've got a cow. They've cloned a cow now that can... Maybe it's not different. It's different from AI, but I'm just saying that the technology we are using now and to do all these things, no good will come from it eventually. They've cloned a cow. It can create better milk.
Whoa!
And it's in China.
Hey.
Seeing a pandemic, another pandemic now.
It can make better milk.
Yeah. Or like the, maybe nutritionally.
Yeah.
Better milk.
Yeah.
Like the milk is already pasteurized.
Imagine they clone a cow. Yes, yes.
So it's actually, you eliminate the pasteurizing process, you know?
Mm. Or they clone a cow. And funny enough, the other week I realized I'm a kandayabola, right?
Yeah.
Because I didn't keep them in the fridge, all of them, because obviously space in the fridge is limited. And then if you have, like, ayabola, and now they create a cow that creates milk. And I'm a kandayabola after two months out of the fridge. How are you going to trust that?
Mm.
It's like, what am I eating exactly? Yes, fact checker.
Yes, they have been working on an experiment that was successful 2 days ago. It was done by the Northwest University of Agriculture in China. They call it a super cow. So it can make 50% more milk than an average cow. So it is basically...
And it can start in the Killer Chiefs lineup. Super cow. And that's why I know, like, you're the captain.
That's a good one. In Dubai, they're making their own moon, bro.
Are you for real?
Yeah. They're building their own moon in Dubai.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, because the weather's so bad, you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
So why do they... So what's the... Why? Why can't you just live without a moon?
Or it's going to help with the... It's going to help with the weather somehow.
Oh, wow. And Dubai is weird, though. You've been there. How does it feel? Doesn't it feel so...
It's a
plastic
desert.
And fake everything.
Nah,
it's built
all.
On a desert. Nah. It's real.
It's real. You dog. Feel it's beautiful. It. It's amazing.
So the moon, you'd feel it.
Yes.
This is the real moon.
Yes, yes. I mean, these are Arabs doing it. It's not ANC.
Hey.
Hey, you're on fire today, Fed Checker. Hey, round of applause for Fed Checker.
Fed Checker! Shout out to you.
You're earning your money today, hey?
Yeah, she's here.
Collecting coin.
It's proof that Ingenile Yonke.
Yeah, Ingenile Yonke. What? The money or?
Ah, sorry.
Him. Yeah.
the money. But anyway, just to correct you, I do not see anything about Dubai creating their own moon, but there is a project that is worth $5 billion called the Moon Resort, the Moon World Resort Incorporated. So from it, it's a sphere that's 360 degrees shaped, but it looks like it's going to be in a specific resort and not for the whole...
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Because one of the Uber drivers there, one of the Habibis there, he's the one who told me.
Like, wait, it's wild, isn't Habibi like my lover? Habibi.
No, my friend. Habibi.
Habibi.
Yeah, it's like, show me.
Oh, yeah. I'm not your friend, my friend. Yeah. Oh, so that's why niggas from that side of the world, Pakistan and Asia, use my friend. It's Habibi.
Yeah, Habibi.
Oh, Habibi. I thought Habibi was my like
also
my lover.
Thought my love.
No. It's my his Habibi friend. Oh, wow. So yeah. So it sounds like something that he would like. That's yeah. That sounds very similar to what that guy.
So you go to this resort and there's, and you can have literally candle lit dinner under the moonlight, literally, regardless of the weather.
Yeah.
We've booked a candlelight dinner under the moonlight. Mm. Fucking hell, wow, bro.
It's wild.
Is it going to help with the weather, though?
It doesn't state anything about weather, but from the looks of things, it's supposed to be for a tourism attraction.
Yes, he did say that. Yes.
Wow, man.
Yeah. We don't even have electricity. Imagine they fucking building fake moons.
Bro, fucking hell, dog. That's nuts, eh?
Anyway.
Habibi is my love.
Eh? Wait.
Habibi is my love.
Habibi, it's my friend. That's what I know.
Yes.
Right. Have you been to Dubai? I've been there, man.
Hey.
Now he doesn't want to take it back that he's calling niggas Habibi. Yeah. Hello, Habibi.
Habibi.
Rainbow.
It is my
love. Probably create fake rainbows there as well, right? They probably have fake rainbows as well. For Mac when he says Habibi. Hello, Habibi. That's the rainbow thing.
Yeah, fair Jake. Hey, let's fact check and chill today, eh?
Today we're fact checking and chilling.
We just throw something chill out. Chill check.
The last one.
It's not the last
it
one.
It's not, but... It's
he, hasn't, he hasn't even started the show. Yeah. He hasn't even said it. Yeah. Yeah. He was about to do it on fuck. We haven't started the show 30 minutes later.
Mac is right. The direct translation of Habibi is beloved, but beloved, it can be used between friends and like buddy or between lovers in a tone of intimacy.
Oh.
Yeah, I used to use it with an ex.
Habibi.
Kaya, yeah, Habibi.
Habibi.
Habibi, yeah, Habibi.
Anyway, and now, what a minute, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to it. We are back, Black Studios. Yeah, so Penduka is here, Ghost Ladies here. You have heard Fat Checkers here.
Oh, she's definitely here today. She's arrived in all her greatness with all the facts. Number three, so
Simpio is here as well, man. Oh, fuck. Is anybody watching Temba's new reality show?
You find
I
it.
Tried.
You watching it, ne? No, Temba from Big Brother.
Oh, no. Oh, Temba, my inked world or something.
Yeah, yes.
I saw the promo. Yeah. I saw the I saw the promo. I haven't.
Yeah, and I'm watching it. It's quite crazy because, like, from what I deduce when I watched the show, right? He broke up with his baby mama 2 years ago, right?
Yes, I remember that.
And then now, because he's popping and he's Temba from Big Brother, she wants to come back.
Ha! Aga lose.
Oh.
Aga lose. Niso loser.
And she's using the kids.
Aga lose. Niso loser. Niggas, how much that popa? I'm a cheater because of hey. What kind of job is he gonna get? It's full of tattoos all over his face and whatnot. And now he's popping, like literally, right?
And she's a DJ. She needs a spotlight.
Oh, is she a DJ? Oh.
She a DJ.
For real. Mm. Then why would she leave? And Temba is such a genuine... You know, he was a church leader.
Oh, is it?
Because remember, I interviewed him.
Yeah.
What's this for you? Temba started off as a church leader. And then, yeah, he left the church when he realized, I mean, the idea is good of church and stuff, but then people abuse it and there's just so much judgmental culture going around. Mm. And he just became himself, but he didn't lose that good part of being a decent human. And he's actually one of the most decent people around.
Mm.
And people would normally judge him. You see the tattoos and stuff, and you're thinking he's this guy, you know, this villain. Mm. And he's really not. He's a lovely guy. And he's always tried to provide for his family with whatever he has. He's not the kind of guy who's going to blow, let's say, today business was good doing tattoos. They got 10,000 rands and they're going to go blow it at the Shisanyama with friends on bottles and then comes back with 500 rands for the kids. Mm. He's always been someone who tries. And when things are bad, they're bad though. Mm. But the baby mama still left them. But he's not perfect because he did cheat on the baby mama.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was a serial
quite
cheater.
A lot.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Serial cheater. So also cut some slack for the baby mama. But hey, man.
Who's wrong in that situation?
So why not does she want him back?
Huh? Yes.
Why now does she want him back?
He's popping. What do you mean?
He's popping.
He's got a brand new apartment.
Brand new apartment.
Yeah? Hmm. Brand new fame.
Yeah.
Brand new kid on the way.
Who's in the wrong?
Yes, I saw Mpopo Dimo pregnant on a cover of Bonner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's Temba's one, eh?
Yeah.
Of course that's Temba's
one. Who's wrong in this situation, Gosley?
Who's wrong?
That's Temba's one.
No. No. No, yes, it is what it is. Who's wrong in this situation?
Temper's one. Remember, careful sometimes. Sydney, breaking news. What were you pregnant with? Temper's one. Al Junior. No, Temper's one. Temper's one.
And then they'll call, we caught the ghost lady. You know, like. No, who's wrong in this situation?
Yeah.
Okay, the relationship ended because of cheating, right? Mm. If now she can forgive and then there's room for coming back together and she and he wants to, then okay. Shame, but already, Angithi, he's moved on. So she's wrong for if she's forcing herself and using the kids when they've moved on, you know. It's over, guys.
And also, Ms. Krimi, so it's a valid reason to leave someone.
If someone, yes, if it's cheating.
A serial cheater.
Yeah.
It's a valid reason to lose someone.
Yeah.
Take cheating aside. The fact that maybe he wasn't popping, didn't that have an effect as well?
Nah. The fact that he was a serial cheater and he had to cheat more than once, more than twice, more than three times before she left means she really loved him. Right?
Yeah.
And
tried.
And she tried.
And they have two
she
kids.
Probably saw the she probably saw the greatness in him. So cheating aside, and also how does she know that he stopped being a serial cheater?
Yeah.
That's the thing though, right? How does she know?
I don't want to dwell too much in the cheating. I want to find out like from Ghost Lady, right?
Okay.
As a lady,
yeah.
When do you know when to leave your man if he's still saying that, you know, he's going to make it? Is there a cut off time where you're like, all right, cool, I got to bounce now? And then when you bounce, he makes it.
Mm. Yeah, but you know what? If you leave, it's your loss as a woman. You can't now come back and want to just because he's making it. And if he's moved on, you have to just guess you respect that. But for instance, I always say is that you fell in love with the guy, right? And you cannot criticize him for things that he was. You know how we fall in love? Let's say, for instance, the tattoos. I love your tattoos and everything. And then later on, I'm having beef with your tattoos. You see, I don't like those double standards.
Did you watch that movie, yeah, Tyler Perry?
Acrimony.
Yes, is that the movie?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I'm saying in a situation like that, who's wrong?
Hey.
It's the dude.
It's the dude.
Because in your quest of being...
Please explain what the acrimony is about for those...
Acrimony is basically there's this guy, right? Meets this girl in varsity. And the guy is a science student.
Mm.
And the guy is doing... You know, he's okay. And the chick is from an okay family, but slightly above average.
Above, yeah. And
then
working.
At some point, I think she loses a parent. And she gets all this inheritance money.
Mm-hmm.
And she uses all of that money to pour into this guy who's madly in love with her.
Build a nigger foundation.
Yes, this guy is from a poor family, probably got to varsity on a bursary.
Biggest mistake from her side, yeah?
Yes, pours all this thing into this guy. And this guy finishes school, great marks, and he's got this idea of this... contraption of his. What is that thing?
Some invention, right?
Doesn't sell, doesn't do anything. Yeah. The girl.
It was a battery,
a self-charging battery or something like that. And he dedicates his life to this. Doesn't work. She's working. She's now a broke. Goes beyond being broke. Goes into credit because of this guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't pull his weight. He doesn't pull his weight.
He doesn't look for a job, nothing.
They married by now. Doesn't look for a job, nothing. And then she hooks up with her sister's husband, gets him a job. He fucks up the job and loses them their biggest contract. He's a liability.
Yeah.
But he's smart. He's got this great idea. And then eventually, she leaves him.
Mm.
Right? But she leaves him depressed, almost losing her head.
Yeah.
Like, you can imagine how head sick she is by now. Pissed off, sick and tired. And then he gets the deal of his life. That nigga was moping around the house, not doing shit, just slacking, fucked up, not helping around the house, obsessed with his battery. He hits it big time. He's a millionaire now. He's dating the new girl on the block that loves him because he's a millionaire.
Mm.
And she becomes the bitter ex.
Mm.
And eventually there's deaths. She is obsessed. She, because of her bright future, she had aspirations but put them in the backseat for him.
Do you blame her?
I don't blame her. You remember Taz?
Yeah.
Naledi, you see?
Yeah.
No. It's a similar thing. No, let's be honest.
Naledi.
Is she still doing her YouTube thing? Hold on. Is she still doing her YouTube thing?
Nah.
Right?
Nah.
Yes. Naledi's no longer doing her YouTube thing. She's focused on grandeur. The podcast is popping, and she was there with him when things didn't work out.
Yeah.
But the acrimony is literally the opposite.
Mm.
This is a happy ending. The acrimony is the opposite.
Mm.
It's like she gave up her YouTube thing to focus on this.
So what if I broke up with Naledi once the podcast started popping? Would I be right or wrong?
You'd be wrong.
I'd be wrong.
It depends, though. If Naledi was saying, like, treating you like... The thing is, if you weren't pulling your weight in the house with simple things.
Yeah.
Because now you are pouring money into a podcast from her salary and she's thriving, be it work or whatever her ambitions are, right? And then but you're not giving anything back in the interim.
Mm.
Then she wouldn't be wrong to leave you.
Mm. But now I'm popping now.
But now you're popping now. And it's so fucked up, babe.
It's fucked up,
it's like
bro.
It's an acrimony conundrum.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's so difficult, bro.
You know what I mean?
And I had to bring it home. It's a good example.
It's even
Ghost Lady. She stuck with Mnago when he was broke.
For real?
Yeah.
He was never broke.
They lived in the back room, ne?
No.
That's broke. Yes, maybe you're 21, so it doesn't seem like broke. If you're 35 in the pen room, then it slaps different. It slaps different, you know what I mean?
I'm surprised, okay? Which one?
And you stuck for real.
Yeah.
I know, but Naledi held my back, bro. Like, fuck, it was tough,
beautiful.
Bro. Yo, it was tough, man.
Yeah.
I remember she used to go to work with my Corolla. You know the old Corolla?
That's got a shaking bonnet. Like,
yeah. And she'd get stuck in William Nickel. You know, there's so much traffic in William Nickel.
It's bad.
Yeah. Peak time, she's going to work.
I'm the traffic
she's
guy.
Stuck.
I know. Fuck, yeah.
She's stuck, bro. So I had to leave her apartment. Remember, I'm staying with her.
Yeah.
I had to leave her apartment.
Oh, you were staying in her apartment.
Yeah. To walk to the robots so I can help them fix the car, bro. Hey.
I think I remember we once passed that apartment building.
Yeah.
You said, oh, Naledi was staying here. Well, William Nickel, funny enough, it's grayish light now. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Hey, it was tough.
Bro, you see.
So all I did was pay for the Wi-Fi. That's all I did.
Imagine.
So when we'd fight, I'd take the Wi-Fi. I'm going with my wife. Fuck you.
And you leave with your car, then you call it by the robot. Come push.
So it's a similar story. So who's wrong there, dog? It's very... They're both wrong.
I think for me, right?
They're both wrong, man.
When I look at it, right, as a female, I think you can only withstand so much.
So much. True. Females, one thing for sure. Sorry, you're going to go on. They'll forgive you for cheating once.
Yeah.
They'll forgive you maybe for cheating twice. Mm. But there comes a certain point where that much betrayal, like happening consistently, at some point they're human as well.
Mm.
And that guy was not, did he cheat before? But he was just fucking around, Jay. He was not pulling his weight. And you can't wait for umtanabantu, because now umtanabantu, now umtanabantu.
Yeah.
No one deserves to live a life that is not rewarding or that has got more sad moments than happy.
Because niggas lie. So yeah. I get what you mean. Mm. If you can see as a lady that this nigga's not pulling up his weight, exactly. I think that's the time.
Yeah.
Because every lady wants that whole fairy tale of I was with him when he had nothing. Every lady aspires to that. But there's got to be a cutoff.
Now,
man.
Already, women are just like, I don't want to be part of the struggling. I just want to be there for the
help. Yeah, build a foundation.
And I think, what for me, I always say with women is that, you know what, there's something like, to help, assisting your guy, you know, your boyfriend, it's okay. But you can't be pouring in, especially for someone who's like boyfriend and you're just like too young. You know, it's one thing when the
and
relationship has a
mood. You're not married.
Yeah, you're not married. There's no commitments, you know, proper. Commitment. Where you can even go to his home. If you are, if he takes your car, you know where to find him. You know his parents, you understand. But if it's just like you're staying together somewhere and you're like, oh, rest, and you're already taking a whole lot of lump sum from your parents and you're giving it to him, buying him a car. Mm. That's too much. You can't be doing that. Mm. Too young. I feel like you have to mature, let the relationship mature for you to be like pouring so much.
Fat checker.
And I feel...
Would you build a nigga foundation?
Mm. I used to be Bob the Builder. Now I'm retired.
Hey. I used to be Bob
the Builder.
What did you do? Did you pay for his premium SoundCloud account? For his mixtape, you know, I'm at 2000. I get paid for premium SoundCloud account. Spend 200 for SoundCloud to upload as much as he wants of his mixtapes, and then he's fucking all the groupies on campus from the mixtape.
That's an acrimony.
That's acrimony for you.
But you know, those are noble problems. Like, at least you see that level, it's fine. It's fine. You go through that and you learn. And later on, you can't do that.
And a lot of South African women fall prey to these kind of guys. That's why you've seen a lot of times, right? Some foreign guys, West African guys, even local guys. Remember with Manewa, the car situation, for example, where she posted on Instagram, she's spoken about this at length on her live, right? Post a Land Rover or a Range Rover, whatever it was. She's the one who bought it.
Yeah.
The guy was like, there's payments coming out, ding, 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 they don't come out. She keeps paying for these things, and then now they've broken up. And a lot of guys who date these women are like, yo, my business is not whatever, whatever, whatever. And then, you know, I mean, look, I've dated someone who took out like a loan for me, but I paid them back within the relationship.
Oh, nice.
It was like 50 grand.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a good woman. It was a good relationship.
She gave you 50 grand?
Yeah.
No, it was a loan. It was a loan. I remember. It was a Capitec loan.
Wow.
I paid it back. But I paid it back within the relationship. You know what I mean? But there's women like that. And sometimes they fall for the wrong guys who don't pay that money back.
Do you know how many women have been scammed by men?
Yeah,
women get scammed a lot. Yeah.
So that nigga was almost like a scammer because he knew she had the acrimony guy.
Mm.
He knew she had just gotten a payout from her mom's latest date or her parents' latest date. And he knew she had this much. And he knew the battery research and development needs this much.
Yeah.
So he scammed her.
Yeah.
Deliberately so, because he didn't even try to get a job and work and spend that money towards his research.
Hey, man, I'd be bitter too, man. Niggas will sell you dreams, dog.
Yeah. Niggas will sell you dreams, you know, because they know that a woman wants to hear the marriage discussions, and he's going to be like, baby, Mrs. Shadile, do you see that house? It's in Sandhurst. We're going to get it, this and this and this and that. And then she's in, right? she's fully in and she's willing to commit and make any sacrifice so that they get closer to all these dreams.
And that's the thing that women need to be careful of, is that because us women, we love, you know, like already just one promise, I'm in, that's when I'm going to give you the loans. Let's go to Capitec, wherever, whatever you need. No, but I'm just like, honestly though, as women, we need to be very careful, like, you know when to stop.
Feel 18.
Niggas put themselves first. Let's be honest. Niggas, you guys, you always put yourself first.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Niggas and women and put niggas will put the man before themselves. So niggas, you have to be, as a woman, constantly selfish. Hence, it's good, like, how now women saying, you know, listen, I don't want to be part of no nigga who is, like, going through tough
times. Fair enough.
I want
fair enough.
And it's fair. Like, I love that. No, like, no. It's good.
I think as a nigga, you can be involved with me going through my tough times, but have a limit. You know what I mean?
Mm.
To say, Wuti, okay, he's broke this month. He's a petrol, 1,000. My limit is 5 grand, so whatever, good, right? It's fine to have those limits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now I want 5 ganga.
Yes,
you know?
That's the thing.
Especially for someone who hasn't given you the equivalent of that. It may not be in monetary terms, but
yeah,
has he saved up all he has to maybe a kipilo bola, or maybe to X and Y and Z. You know what I mean? But there's nothing wrong with diving into a relationship head first. It's just that a lot of times, I say women tend to do it and they tend
financially
to
head
end
first
up
and
broken
pocket
necks. Yes.
You should have seen when I had money from a gig or something, like I'd get paid 1,000 rands, come back home and be like, yeah, say something now. It's a prime rib steak.
Hi, bro.
Hey, what are you saying, eh?
That makes you dead. You gonna kill the G. Gonna kill me.
Anyway, I gotta let you know that winning is like hearing Henda Varimini on a beautiful Monday afternoon. Winning is the excitement of Simpiwe Tshabalala's goal against Mexico at the 2010 World Cup. Where were you when he scored that goal?
I was in Rosebank.
Rosebank?
Yes.
Innisfree Park.
Yes.
I was at Innisfree Park.
I was at Innisfree Park as well.
It was a YFM thing.
Yeah, we were doing an OB.
Yeah, we were doing an OB. I was eyeing this other girl, bro. You.
Yeah.
Whoever she is, God bless her. This light-skinned girl.
Woo. Woo.
But I was in love. But I, basically, my half my attention was not even on the game, but I was at Innisfree Park for the OB, the YFM.
Yeah.
Because it was 2010. I was on YFM breakfast show, remember?
Yeah, we did the show after you.
With your former friend, yes.
Yeah.
And yours. Precious coffee then?
Yeah.
Yes.
Winning is like having a threesome with two of your hottest celebrity crushes while sipping on grandeur and getting a foot rub from your enemy. That's wild.
Hey, is this TikTok with the wild? I like what they do.
Place a bet of 50 Rand or more on any PSL game and stand a chance to win 4 VIP tickets to the Soweto Derby. We're going to go check it out, right? So? So it's a derby. Let's check it out, bro.
I'll
speak to that lady. Gemis. Yeah, Gemis.
Yeah, yeah. We need nice.
Yeah.
Let's have a chillers thingy there, you know?
Chillers?
Like booth, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like lap of the booth where they put the nice food and
that'd
stuff.
That'd be dope, yes.
Yeah.
I'll speak to
her. In the way. but we're there.
Come and share that winner's feeling. Tic Tac Bet, Tina Siawu Inala. Tic Tac Bet is a licensed bookmaker and a brand concerned about your well-being. Only 18 years and older are permitted to gamble. Winners, we advise you to know when to stop. Call counseling free line now on 0800-006-008. That's 0800-006-008. Tic Tac Bet, Tina Siawu Inala.
Henda.
Careful.
You haven't done it.
Henda.
Today, you know that.
No,
you were distracted. Did he?
Yeah, I did.
I remember Black Studios. Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Yeah.
Laps.
Welcome to the show. It's fine. It's fine.
I've arrived. Talk me present, teacher.
Before we get to the stories, Ghost Lady, did you guys see there's a town or a city in Canada. It's called British Columbia. They've now legalized drugs.
How?
Like hard drugs, like cocaine, heroin, all that stuff.
Why?
Wow. Why? What's the reason? What are they seeing that we are not seeing?
The what's this thing when you take too much and then you die? The overdose.
OD.
Yeah, the OD rate was too high. So they're trying to curb it by making it legal.
Alcohol is legal and people abuse it still. So how are people not going to abuse that if it's legal?
Yeah, I think... It's more to do with now they can be able to regulate it. Do you get what I'm saying?
That's true.
But you can't regulate. Okay, an addiction. When someone is addicted, what can you do?
Yeah, but these people are dying in like the middle of nowhere. No one knows what's happening. They're scared to go to the hospitals. You know what I mean?
Yes, another thing. Yeah, okay. True. Yeah. As opposed to, you could not go to hospital, but like he OD'd on cocaine.
Yeah.
Then they won't call the cops because there's cocaine in his house. They'll just help him and treat him.
Okay.
And also, when something's legal, it kills the fun of actually doing it.
And the adrenaline of the black market, of being involved in the black market. Because there are people, I forgot something to bring.
Because remember how nice it was drinking alcohol during lockdown? It was so nice. It tasted slapped, bro.
Exactly. You felt gangster.
A bottle. Imagine the length that
and RG cigarettes. I haven't seen them since, bro. Those RG cigarettes. Hey.
You see? Damn. I think, wow, let's look at them, like, give them 5 years and or maybe less and see how that pans out for them.
Yeah.
But you always, even the extortion becomes less when something is illegal. You know what I mean? When something is now legalized.
Yeah.
It's like prostitution. I mean, it's still illegal, isn't it, in our country, right?
Mm.
But no one really ever enforces the rules. But if they did, maybe less girls would be getting murdered and would be found in container of acid downtown. You remember that story where they found like 5 prostitutes, the remains of 5 prostitutes in a barrel of acid. No, if it was legal, maybe there'd be ways to curb that.
Oh, did you hear about that girl who got murdered by a boyfriend in Pretoria?
Oh,
the Blue Bulls one.
Yes.
The former the Blue Bulls Academy player.
Yes.
I heard something about the story. Please pop it up.
Yes.
Nuts, eh?
That was crazy, bro.
Bro, we've got a serious problem we need to address. I mean, that guy, look at him, and I saw pictures of him. Handsome.
I don't know.
That Jima, nice looking. Good looking man can get any lady he wants.
And that girl is so beautiful also.
Oh, gorgeous.
And the girl is gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And he's got a bright future. You're playing for this franchise and things are fine. It reminds me of Oscar Pistorius. You're a multi-millionaire, handsome guy, world-renowned, famous all over the world. And some rage within you on February the 14th really drives you to kill somebody.
Most of those things got to do with upbringing, bro.
You reckon?
Yeah, man. You'll find out that the guy wasn't loved or, you know, his mom used to maybe fondle him. You never know, bro.
His mom used to fondle
or a family member or something.
Fucking.
There's always trauma involved in that stuff. And no amount of money and career possibilities can curb that.
And yeah, true. No amount of flourishing.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you raise that trauma instilled within you?
Mm.
That's true, because like you think about it, like, dog, your Oscar fucking story is you're dating a beautiful model, but you can have so many.
R. Kelly. You can have every woman you want in the world.
Him, it's on the record. He was molested as a kid.
It's crazy. It's wild.
I saw that story, man. That's.
Please tell us the story.
Yeah, the facts. What are the facts? The names involved?
The boyfriend, the ex-boyfriend's name has not been disclosed, but her name is Ntoko Zocaba. And apparently it happened because of the fact that they had broken up and there were some drinks involved. She went out with her friends on Wednesday, including the ex-boyfriend, and they were drinking. After going to the club, that's when the altercation took place. Witnesses who are speaking to the reporters are the friends. They're speaking to the investigating officers.
Fucking hell.
We may not know the story exactly or his past, and I feel like people need to also, kids must be, you know, in upbringing, just be taught, just accept no. When someone says no, or I don't want you, we're breaking up, receive it. You know, that it must not erupt some kind of anger or frustration out of you. Then you get to these lengths, you know, end up killing someone. I think that's another just, I don't know, teaching or training. That
yeah, but Ghost Lady, if all your life you've been used to yes, it's hard to take no. I mean, look at Anile Mpisane. You didn't want to get off the pitch when they were substituting you.
Oh, for real? That happened. When?
He was, I don't know.
No, this weekend.
Yeah, previous game. He was fucking with the coach, like, why me?
Nah, dog, just get the fuck off. See, you're part of the team.
Exactly. That's an example of accept a no.
Entitlement. Receive it.
Entitlement.
Like and
no
also,
one, nobody like belongs to you.
And also, I think a lot of guys need to sit down and look at their person, especially a person that they love so much, and say, and realize that, yo, I'm actually lucky. This person is so beautiful and they're with me. Right? Because a lot of times guys think a woman will never leave them.
Yeah.
And the fact that she left him, I'm sure it wasn't just she woke up and he was doing his best. He's been doing something repeatedly.
Yeah.
Like we spoke previously. You know what I mean? And she was just at the end of her tether on some, listen, I'm done. Right? And now all of a sudden he's at panic stations. Yo. No.
Or even if he didn't do nothing. Let's just say even if he didn't do nothing.
Still.
For this, just the fact that if she said, you know what, I'm not into this anymore. I'm sakfuni. It's fine. Let me just... It's
true,
okay.
True though, yeah.
You don't need more further reason.
Have you ever said no to a guy and you got physical?
To me?
To you?
Yeah, maybe.
J.R. Mara. Why would
you? Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah. Hi. Hi. Hi.
Hey! Hey, Mara.
Hey. Like, no. No.
Khatawena. Khatawena. Hey. Hopefully not.
You're just aching. I just said no because I'm literally trying to find like, have an experience. Like, wait.
No, I'm kidding. What happened?
That's I'm trying to like tap back. I can't remember, guys, honestly, because I have to think of the ex.
You'd remember if you're beaten. Yeah. Maybe it was like physical as in.
Oh, yeah. No.
I think you'd remember because it's such a traumatic experience, sadly. It sticks with you.
No, yes, I remember that experience. Like an ex of mine. In fact, it was like kind of my first boyfriend. I think I was like second year. And literally we're breaking up. But it was like that. You know, when you're really stuck with someone and you are really in love and they think that you're going to be with that person forever. Mm. So for me, gathering that courage to say, you know what, I'm out. I think he took that as a same instance of, who are you to leave me? And then that's where it got physical. And it's like, literally, he slapped me.
Whoa!
Like, I remember. Yeah, he slapped
me. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Asim Landeni. Hey, guys, we're done with the show. We need to fucking get out of here, man.
Like,
no, Asim Landeni.
Yeah. Damn.
For real.
Yeah, I'm serious. Real.
And you told your dad or what?
Because it was a boyfriend, high school. Not high school, tertiary. Like, I'm here in Joburg. My dad is in KZN. Like, first of all, I'll be shouted at. Why are you even, like, in a relationship, you know? So it's already just that, and you feel.
And
like
you should be able to go tell your dad, guys. Yeah. Let's be honest, man. Because
it becomes the shame. Remember, it's that shame of like, oh, I shouldn't have even been in this relationship.
Because,
like, imagine now, it's like the first we have to just respond about why are you even dating? Why you have a boyfriend?
And that's the problem about now, parents who are so out of touch.
Yeah.
Because the one thing I always try, and I'm trying with my kid, is to be so close to her
be honest.
And not judgmental, and she gets my vibe that.
Nah, you don't need to be close though. You just need a stun gun. That's it.
You have a stun gun already.
No, can use the head.
Oh, stutter gun. Stutter
gun.
See, that's a problem.
And my dad was far away in KZN. Maybe if it was closer.
Was he going to bring the stutter gun?
I would also pass the stutter gun.
And then we'll see the bully be like, yeah, but yeah. You're like, Dad, why are you stuttering? It's the stutter gun. Did you see, though, on a serious note, the case, and was it Brakpan? What's that school? Where there's a viral video where a kid, like a high school kid, chick, is beaten almost to a pulp by this boy, this Bura boy, this Afrikaans boy. You know what I mean? And it got me thinking, like, as a parent of a kid, a father.
It's in Krugersdorp.
Krugersdorp, yes, Krugersdorp. What do you do? Right? Others are like, I remember a little kid of my boy responding, beat up the father in front of the boy or whatever. Like, what the... What do you do when you've sent your kid to school to people who are supposed to be responsible for her? Yeah, albeit you've been in school, you know that it's never possible for a kid to be under 100% monitoring by an elder child person.
What happened?
It was during school, and the kid just got... There was an argument. We don't hear the audio. One of the kids recording. They're arguing about something. And this boy just slaps the hell out of this girl. And kicks and punches her. In fact, there's two videos. Not from the same school. The other one is a kid who was killed in school. It's South Africa is a movie. The other one, fact checker, you'll check out, where the kid apparently was pepper spraying everyone. And this is the kid, the dead kid now. This is not the girl who slapped around at school. The other kid is pepper spraying kids, go scale, and the other kids got fed up, and obviously the kids who are just the kids just fucked this kid up, and the kid was dead. By the time they were recording, he looked dead. They were just hitting him, slapping him. Apparently, you know, he was pepper spraying other kids. And then the other video was that video now of the girl, different school, different incident, female girl getting slapped around by this other Buddha boy, or Afrikaans boy rather. And I'm like, yo, as a father of a daughter, and I think as a father of a daughter, when you watch that, you're like, Vanna, if that happens, me, I'll go to the school, right? I mean, I'll hit the kid, but I'll make sure I'll go and walk in during class, or they will see me. And from that day onwards, no one's going to touch my kid. However, that's still going to not, that still won't remove the trauma from my kid, my kid's head. You know, she may be fucked in the head for a long time. But from that point onwards, they will know you do not fuck with her.
I don't know what I would do,
man. Remove her out of that school. Like, just the memory from...
If it's a good school, I won't. And if maybe sometimes it's the only school you can afford. Yeah. And sometimes it's convenient. It's the school that's close by. I got to transport. Then your fees don't allow for her to take transport to a further school.
Hey, man, raising a girl child is the pits, dog. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, it's nice, though. It's just, it's the pits in South Africa.
Sure.
In SA, yeah, it's the pits. Because... It's SA.
She can go to school, get beaten up.
She can go to varsity, get killed by a Blue Bulls aspiring player.
Fucking hell.
She can date a Paralympian without legs and get shot on Valentine's Day.
Yo.
Wow.
No, true.
Hey, man, Ghost Lady, what else you got, man? What else you got? Hey.
These are true, bro.
What else you got, Ghost Lady?
Oh, shit. She's
got some facts.
Hey, it's the new Ghost Lady. Check. She's raising her hands.
No, I was going to name the schools in which the incidents took place.
The school is out. Anyway.
It's HTS Nick Diederichs.
Diederichs.
Yes.
Diederichs.
Yes, Afrikaans. I'm not good.
It's Diederichs. Man, we went to some high school kids. Diederichs or Diederichs.
Yes, that one. The boy has been suspended.
Good.
There has been a pending investigation, but I believe that he should be expelled. That's just a personal preference. And then second one, where the kid was stabbed to death for the pepper spray, was in Rustenburg. Brakpan. The school is called...
Brakpan is not in Rustenburg.
Gelukkigsdag Secondary School.
That was in Brakpan, I remember. Yes. Close to your hood, Piwe. He's from Crystal Park. Benoni, nice. He doesn't know the location. Yeah. It's him and Mekong who don't know the location. The location of the location. Brakpan...
Hey, Ghost Lady, what you got for us, man?
Hey, Ghost Lady.
Do you know what...
Come save him, Ghost Lady, save him.
No, for real,
you're
man.
Sinking,
you know,
here.
It's nice. There's nothing to feel
no,
wrong
no,
about.
No, I'm kidding, man.
We all would have loved to grow up, but it's not nice to grow up in the township. You know, there's nice things about it. There's not so nice things about it, and everybody can fucking...
Yeah, they simply like it, and the people just don't like it.
Nah, let's admit, there's a lot of things that are more cons than pros.
Mm. Yeah.
No, never feel ashamed about it.
No, I'm not.
Oh, good. never feel ashamed to grow up in the suburbs, bro. It's nice. I want my kids to grow up in the suburbs, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you know about the cast of Love and Hip Hop? Who's going to be there?
No.
Love and Hip Hop South Africa. It's going to be coming out soon.
Your ex?
Which one?
Obviously, they want to make the circle bigger for some of the other rappers who've been around to be there.
Isn't it on Idols or something?
Yeah, but I mean, it's a different show.
Oh, okay. No, but it's not on the cost. Oh. There's Gigi LaMaine, there's Dalez, there's Younger, there's Fifi Cooper, DJ Speedstar. So for me, what was surprising is that I know Love and Hip Hop, you know, like from America.
Yeah.
It's normally your upcoming, like, artists.
Yeah.
So normally...
Yeah, like this is, it almost feels like maybe this is a reality show of these guys, you know, of your, because we know these guys.
Fifi Cooper's back.
No, but they're all upcoming. They're coming up with hits because they haven't dropped hits in a while.
Oh.
I mean, Fifi Cooper, where has she been?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just happy for her.
I'm happy for her.
Around.
Because
we've been asking, where's Fifi Cooper?
Yeah, and she's so good.
Why Love and Hip Hop? I mean, piano is the biggest thing in the country. Why not Love and Amapiano?
Love and Amapiano.
I'd watch that. Bro.
Yeah. And I feel like they're going to replicate this American style and try and be like, I'm really like cringing. Like, I wonder how this show is going to pan out.
We can't always take American concepts and try do them here. Man.
That's true.
This is very ratchet.
Love and Amapiano.
Yeah. Imagine, bro.
I want to see, you know, like, the works. The guys in Amapiano, we want to see who's Nkosazana's daughter with.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We want to see the newborn child of Nkosazana's daughter.
Tanko.
We want to see...
make it very local.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Comes out of small, you know what I mean, with his, maybe a new girlfriend. Are they using Con Irakere? And they condomizing. That's like era for him, you know. I want to see all these nice things.
Oh, speaking of piano, we haven't played a game in a while. Got a piano game. I want to show you pictures of piano artists before they were famous.
You got the Musa Keys one there, eh? Wait, there's a Musa Keys.
Look on the screen. Who's this? Who's this? Can you see? Who's that?
The light is.
Who's that? Let's say who's
that?
Just flip the screen a little bit. Like,
damn.
The light is glaring.
Let me send it to your WhatsApp.
Oh. That's before
you. Let me send it to your WhatsApp.
Bust out of control.
Are you gonna open my WhatsApp and our chats like there on screen?
Yeah, there. Who's that, Coslade?
Can't you see that? He looks better. Then than now, actually.
Yeah,
he looks better then than now.
Yeah, actually.
Big weight doesn't suit him. That's people
The weight.
I'm a fan of Ugnona.
Nah, dog, this guy looks like he'll steal your phone, bro. This guy.
Yeah.
If you see him approaching me, run for
the
hills.
He's the typical.
Yeah, that's him. And I'm going to try the K-way. The K is for kids.
Let me go to another one.
Way.
Who's this? Who's that? Bro, you can't get up all the time, bro. The mic is right here.
No, let's just see. I can't see.
Move the screen then.
Bro, there's a glare. This light is flashing. The light is...
Okay, let me send it to your WhatsApp then.
Yeah.
On the group.
The light, plaza. Mm. Send it to my WhatsApp. The light, plaza, so I can't see. There's a reflection. A glare.
There we go. There's one. Who's that?
Hold on.
That looks... Is that Pabi Cooper?
Pabi Cooper.
I feel like it's someone that I do
That's
not know.
That's spicy, Ghost Lady.
It could be like maybe Boshasha.
Ghost Lady is spicy. Yeah.
Wow, it's spicy.
I don't want to lie. I'm not too familiar with a lot of female... vocalist there, Copiano.
Devin Gogo.
Is it
no
Devin
way!
Gogo?
It looks like nothing like, like Jeff Kateri. This looks nothing like Devin Gogo. And it is her.
And it is her, actually.
This one was when she was tweeting the wild tweets. Remember, she's got like the wildest tweets
before
fame, right?
Okay, here's another picture. Bits,
man. Love her, man.
Check on the WhatsApp. Who's this? This one is easy, man.
Ah, come on. This is the one who recently split up.
Zuma.
Greece.
Yes, Zuma.
Yeah, this is definitely Zuma. You was a baby. Primary school or something, right?
Let me get another one.
The only person you can tell grew up rich here is Devin Gokko.
Who's this?
The only person you can tell grew up rich.
Oh, she's by the beach. She's by the beach.
Yeah, she's by the beach. She's glowing. I can smell her from here. She smells good. You can tell. And there's white people in the background of the beach. There was before black people used to flock to the beach. You can tell. The only person here, there's probably a beach in America also. It's not even in the country or something.
Who's this? Who's
with
this?
The dead of an ambassador.
This is obvious. Gabza.
Ah, this is Gabza.
Hey, man.
You can tell he grew up in the church. He was playing the organ at the church.
I think you should make that an album cover, man. It's a dope picture of him.
Yeah, one day. I mean, he drops every week.
So yeah.
3 weeks from now.
All right. Who's this? Who's this? Who's this?
Hey. I can't see so far. Heavy cake.
I can see. I can see. He's got a bag full of handcuffs at school. My porisa.
That's my porisa.
That's Sunny Boy. That's definitely my porisa.
Sunny Boy.
Yeah. It reminds me of me in high school. I was like this chubby as well. Like you could tell I was the biggest kid in the class. That's definitely pori, bro.
What's in those bags? Is it all the royalties? this one is easy. This one is easy. Let me send it
to the group, bro.
Let me send it to the group.
It's obvious.
This one's very obvious.
No.
Oh, yeah, she still looks the same.
She still looks the same.
She changed now after giving birth because she's grown now, but you can see her, man.
No, she still looks the same.
She still looks the same. Because that's on her daughter.
Because that's on her daughter.
And then who's this?
Ah, come on, Lady Do, Lady Do.
Is it?
And shout out to Lady Do, man. Yo, Lady Do has opened a saloon.
Oh, yes.
She's built it from scratch. She's one of the smartest working, like, artists out there. She's so involved in property. She's buying old houses, flipping them. Shout out to her. That's Lady Do, man. Definitely.
Okay, here's the last one. Last one.
He's not interested. He's not interested in all the accolades.
Ghostly, you gotta get this one. Who's this? Ghosty. Guys! Que barataka stepeza.
This is not Focalistic. Fuck out of here. Don't lie.
This is
someone who looks like Focalistic.
It's Focalistic.
Fuck you.
How? Focalistic.
This is not Focalistic.
Focalistic. No, he's got cheeks. The guy's got cheeks.
It's Focalistic.
No, this is not Focalistic.
It's Focalistic.
Yeah, Focalistic is not chubby, but I know he was a football player. But this is not Focalistic.
It's Focalistic.
Bro.
Look at him. Look at him.
No,
look
bro.
At him. Zoom in.
You are throwing a spanner in the works. You're getting a lookalike. This game is all based on this moment. He put all that. Nah, this is not Focalistic.
Look at that, bro.
No way.
Okay, let me show you.
Which AI is this?
I see. This is not Focalistic, bro.
Oh, guys.
Hi.
That's Foca, bro.
It's him.
That's
him.
Not Focalistic, wait. Bro.
Look. Look at him here.
Exactly. I see the resemblance. Bro, I see the resemblance.
It's before the money, Chief.
I see the resemblance. That's not Focalistic, bro.
Bro, do you guys ever hear what Foca's saying? I never hear what he's saying, but it sounds nice, man.
Focalistic is one of those guys, bro. You know, he's got the drip and the swag. And when he says something, the swagger in which he says it.
Mm.
The only lyric I know is...
Okay, but that guy was
that's the only thing. Half the time...
Skontir. Does it say skontir?
Skontir, but strata, because streets. Yes. Strata is made up of skontir.
I know, he killed
so you can hear him.
Skontir.
Yeah, that one I can hear him. The other ones, it's not so though.
Like, kista, kista, kumshelele. Helmen kelele.
Midnight.
Because Helmen kelele is Midnight Express, right? Sharp, and then... Mavenda, 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 Barata, Volunko, Esaba, Bosa, Tanel Gupta. Sometimes I can pick it up, but generally I can't. But sometimes I can. But I pick up words and it's like, it just sounds cool. He makes everything sound cool.
Did you hear this? Did you see this video of Americans reacting to piano? It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I love I'm a Piano. I'm a Piano for life.
It just always hits no matter where you are. I'm a Piano. I feel like a certain connection. For me, it's definitely I'm a Piano.
Like, Oh my God. When I first heard Alma, I never felt like that.
They call it Alma. When I first heard Alma.
It's called Alma now.
Alma. Alma. Wild.
Wild.
So it's just something I can't explain. It's just when you know, you have that ear, you know when something is like amazing. Uh-huh. And Alma Piano for me, it felt very spiritual. I'm like, damn, they're changing the like electronic game in general.
I finally had my Alma Piano cortex portion of my brain unlocked in Miami. I liked some of the darker leaning stuff where the kicks are just like...
No, it's just random people. Just random people
like
talking. TikTok, yeah.
Yeah.
Minutes in, all of a sudden it's like boom, boom, boom. And that is a soul-shaking shit.
It's been around, but it's I'm just getting around to really like... appreciating it. And
Cecil, Amma's here.
I'm just happy that they are calling it Alma Piano. Yeah. I'm just, that's what I'm taking out. I'm like, okay.
I have a feeling that Alma is going to pick up. Mm. Like, I have a strong feeling it'll be just Alma. Mm. Like, it'll be just Alma, like, Alma. And that's wrong. That's wrong. Because the sound then also equally will change. As it has been doing so, I mean, remember, No, then try to export that thing as a mapiano. That sounded weird. That was not a mapiano. You want a bamba, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest fear of mapiano, the sound.
Mm.
And it changing, and we're not at the forefront of the change. I mean, locally, mapiano also has changed.
Mm.
There's been other genres.
Sub-genres.
It's no longer the same. There's spiritual, there's soulful, there's private school, there's now boarding school, right?
There's boarding school? Hey, Angelic.
Yes,
is that called boarding school?
Someone called it boarding school.
What?
It's a skitcha.
That's skitcha. Yeah, dog.
That's not skitcha.
That's skitcha.
That's not skitcha. Listen to thingy. If you want to hear skitcha, thingy. Sfazo RT, House of Skitcha. Is that what it sounds like? That's different.
Not boarding school? Boarding school.
Well, that's what they said. Or someone said it's. Man, let me Google. Fuck it, y'all. The fuck is up? It's like I'm making this shit up. Hey, man, I'm a piano boring. But House of Skitcha by Sfarzo, for example, it's one of many Skitcha projects.
Mm.
It doesn't have that many... But I saw a song. There's a song. Class goes to download album Mbuso Dembazo, Boarding School Piano, Reshuffle.
Yeah.
What does that sound like? Mbuso Dembazo. Mbuso Dembazo has got a boarding school thing. Unless he's starting it, it's his own thing. But I thought that's what it... I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But also, is that skitcha, though? That...
Yeah, that's skitcha.
Down the Drain.
Yeah, Down the Drain is skitcha.
Have you listened to House of Skitcha by Sfarzo?
Uh-uh.
You know Sfarzo RT?
Uh-uh.
He's one of the best producers right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sfarzo.
No, I only know these guys when I'm buying their songs. Other than that.
For real? Oh, man. Nah, Sfarzo RT is amazing. Incredible guy. House of Skitcha.
He's
got a project there. And it's also, he's the one who did...
Who names these things? Like, who came up with that? All these names?
I don't know. Who came up with private school? But private school started being... It was initially a slang term for something that's fancier.
Oh, like, yes. Okay,
like,
yes.
Like, for example... Mac is a private school vendor.
Yeah.
You see? He's vendor, but he's not...
Model C vendor, you know?
No, it's not like hood. Like, he's not Mchafa, you know?
He's
not Mchafa. He's not like, you know...
I can be hood if I want.
You can't be hood.
Wait.
Nigga, you crashed and colored niggas had pangas and the first person you called was your mom. To come assist you, and she got you, and she had to crash into their car to save you. And a hood nigga would have called his boy, and they were gonna come with bigger pangas to fuck up the colored guys. You know what I mean? So private school almost came up like that, like you know, like when they say a G class is a venture that went to private school.
Oh, yes.
So it's a better version of something smoother, right? Yeah. So that term came out like that. I don't know. Skitcha, how
and obviously now I think they're trying to class it. You know, your boarding school, your watch what have all these divisions because of.
But have you heard that cover Momo song, Fool Me?
You can never fool me.
Oh, beautiful. He made love to that song. Yeah. Yes.
Kevin Momo, you just want to just play and just take a long drive.
Yes. DJ Snake DM'd him.
Ooh, even Snake after Drake. Hey, he's getting these DMs, eh? Yeah. For real. What did DJ Snake say?
I don't know, but he DM'd him saying he loves his shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Shout out, man. Kevin Momo's on a planet of his own. Well, Drake literally said that. He's like from a different planet.
Yeah.
Momo is just godly, bro.
Yeah.
You've got to respect Momo. What do you think of Kabza's new project?
I haven't heard it yet.
Rekere?
I haven't heard it, but you know you can't go wrong with Kabza, bro.
Yeah, Kabza's king. That Rekere thing has been, they've been doing it for a while.
Oh, I've got a Rekere. I want to release one and call it Rekere 10.
Promise.
No, man.
How?
Kabza
already has a Rekere 10.
12. Which number doesn't he have?
15.
Yeah,
let me drop Rekere 20. That's be 10 years, be 3 months ahead of him. Not even 10 years. We're going to drop Rekere 20. Now. Or another Rekere. I saw how he's naming them. It's like Rekere, Dubai Rekere. It's not even names now. There's a Dubai Rekere there. It's amazing. But it's a beautiful working relationship, man. Like Stuckev and Kabza.
Yeah, man. All right. It is time for some announcements. I got so many. You guys, do you have time? Are you ready?
Sure. Okay.
Do you have time? Do you have time?
Huh? You got time?
Yeah, Blast Studios is like, yeah, they got some minutes left. Yeah.
All right, cool. Please connect my phone because we got to call someone. Remember, we're giving away an MTN Huawei hamper.
20,000 rand.
We're 20,000 rand. Yes.
Someone to call.
Yeah, we got to call a chiller and give them this prize. It's all theirs.
Okay, cool.
It features a Huawei Nova 9, 2 headsets, and a smartwatch. Mm. All you had to do was subscribe to the podcast Call a Tune on MTN.
Whoa.
All right, so let's call this chiller. I love giving back to the chillers, man. They give us so much. It's not connected yet, bro. So what were you doing this whole time?
You know, there's a password there.
Oh, password.
Yeah. Who's got a password? Is this your phone?
Yeah.
Your phone? You got a password?
Yeah, I get my daughter plays with my phone. She ends up, like, calling people.
Oh, yeah. Mac never has a password on his phone. Yeah. Normally. Damn, how old is she now?
She's a month on years.
A month?
In Valentine's.
All right, okay. Oh. Damn, your kid was born on the 14th of Feb.
15th.
Oh, beautiful.
So that's how I remember.
Aww. That's beautiful.
How cute.
That's cute. Yeah? That's adorable.
Yeah. That's beautiful. And they love phones, these ones.
Ooh. They?
I'm saying these young ones. These little babies, they love phones.
They do. My kid was always on GarageBand making.
My baby also loves.
I'm like, okay. Not bad.
Hmm.
Guys, we can't become that podcast that just talks about their kids now, man.
Well, this podcast literally has five kids in this podcast. You got two, I got one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to connect. I'm struggling to go.
It is what it is. Y'all gotta fucking make kids catch up.
It ain't our fault you're shooting black now.
It ain't our fault you're shooting black studios. You're shooting blacks. And I was like, hey.
Who do you think is the first? Who's going to be the first to have a kid here?
Yeah. Tibla.
Tibla?
Yeah, I know it's most unlikely answer, but I feel like the element of surprise is there, you know? Tibla. Even like the girls will let him hit school because they don't trust that he can score. But he's going to be scoring very soon.
And you go, Slady, who do you think?
It's Peewee.
Spiwe, ngathi nyiwe.
Ngathi nyile. Private school vendor.
You know, it is what it is.
Spiwe. Nah, Spiwe. I feel like Spiwe could have had a kid ages ago if he wanted to. Spiwe grew up so fast, you know? Crystal Park. Father owns taxis.
Your father owns taxis?
Yeah. Yo, dog. Spiwe's got, he's seen guns. How old are you when you first saw your first gun?
We call it a college.
I can't hear.
Oh, you can't hear it.
I mean, no one hear it. How old were you when you had your first saw your first gun?
Oh,
Spiro, when you first saw your first gun, I had a friend whose dad owned a taxi, and you used to play with the gun when you were like 6, 7. So you, even him, we opened the safe and played with the gun. So you've seen a gun since you were a child.
How many guns are there at home? How? What's wrong with saying four?
Because people know who
she is. Okay, let me try another number.
There's one. Panzuke kape tenki munge na. There's one is checking some apinti, you see. There's one in Rufini.
Yeah.
How many tattoos they have, Lynn?
We can't hear you. You gotta have the mic.
Six taxis? Come on, that's not a lot.
Speak on the mic.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
Okay. Shout out. Chilis. Amazing. We love you so much, Chilis.
Just say.
Anistee.
This is the medicine of censorship. This is.
Hey, how we came about this thing was 25 years.
Is that one?
Hey.
You have reached a voicemail right.
Let's leave a voice message.
0780529.
Yeah, I only have three numbers, so I've called one. Should I try the first one?
Yeah, try the first one.
Try the first one, and then we're going to get back to him and leave a voice note.
Okay. Let me try one last time.
It's a Sunday. What it's a Sunday, is doing on a Sunday?
Yeah, man.
1:30. She'd be enjoying Sunday meals. Beetroots. Mayonnaise, salad.
Yo, when last did you have Sunday lunch, bro?
Oh, it's been a minute, eh? Well, no, I'm lying. Last week.
Can we come to Hillbrow?
I'm sure your women are chill.
Come to Hillbrow. My woman cooks the best Sunday. That lady, you got the massive kitchen of yours. Lady, you must be cooking.
And my lady cooks.
My lady cooks. All right, my lady cooks.
Let's leave a message.
Six.
Oh, okay.
You cook also?
Yeah.
You
cook. I'm going to cook some Monday nights.
Instead, my woman's a good cook too. I love my cooked food.
Okay, it's not going through. But we'll make sure the team.
Oh, it doesn't have it's got a voicemail light thing.
Yeah.
Let's call the third one then.
Yeah, that's and leave the voicemail. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Since phone there, sorry.
Shalala.
When is he starting?
He started already.
Oh, he started?
Yeah.
Oh, have you heard the show?
I haven't.
Robert
Marawa, that is.
Robert is a legend.
Hey, the white people must be going crazy. What is this thing?
Nah, man. So that thing is a lot of black listeners. They've been trying to get black listeners. I mean, Anela is black.
Mm.
Tando
private school
they've
blacks
going, yes, private school blacks. So 702 is private school blacks radio.
Cool.
9, you don't need to leave a message. Instead, MTN will send
same thing. We tried, guys.
We tried.
But yeah, our team will get in contact with them and then we'll give them the hamper. What an anti-climax, man. Because it's always nice to say, hey, well done.
Yes.
I was looking forward to that.
But things don't work out the way we plan, you know?
100%.
It happens like that sometimes.
Also, Podcast and Chill is the official media partner for the Eat, Love and Pray event happening in Dubai with Taz, The Medium and Somizi. It's taking place from the 27th of April until the 1st of May. Tickets are available at quickget.co.za. Guests may join for the 4-day, 5-night trip with accommodation or just the event in Dubai. $35K for the full trip, including accommodation, activities, and the actual Eat, Love, and Pray event. $25K for the trip, excluding accommodation, activities, and the event. And then $3,000 if you are going to be in Dubai and just want to come for the event. That's the Eat, Love, and Pray event.
Wait, $25K excluding?
Accommodation, activities, and the Eat, Love, and Pray event.
But it covers travel and the event. What does it cover?
I think maybe, I don't know, man. They just sent me this. I must read this out.
You must interrogate them. So, because chillers are asking themselves these questions, so we should.
35K is the full trip, right?
Yeah, everything comprehensive, right?
Accommodation, activities.
Yeah, you just.
But excluding tickets.
You just get yourself to the airport.
Excluding tickets.
And you'll find yourself back at the airport after a few days.
So then the 25K is for what?
Because it says excluding.
Maybe it's for the flights.
No, just let's.
Because it says it excludes.
It excludes accommodation, activities, and the event.
Hey. Yeah, that sounds like flights.
Sounds like flights. So it's 25 to get yourself there, but then you still have to get accommodation, pay for the activities and the
event. Fair enough.
Yeah. All right, cool. Also,
Yes, because chillers are always showing us love, right?
Yeah.
So this Valentine's, we're showing chillers love.
Mm. Oh, yeah. We always do something on Valentine's.
Yes. We haven't done this. It's the first time we're doing it, but I'm excited. For the first time ever, you can go on the website where our merch is.
Okay.
And if you're a member or a patron, you get 50% discount for one day only.
And that's on
every
Valentine's.
Single thing. Yeah, on Valentine.
Oh, beautiful.
So everything you see on the website, you get 50% off. And then if you're not a member or a patron, it's 20% off.
Okay, just cool. Like a normal and trip. What if I sign up for the membership tomorrow?
That's fine.
Or you as I get, watch this.
Yeah.
You still qualify.
You still qualify.
Beautiful.
So for one day only on Valentine's, we're showing chillers love. Make sure you do become a member and a patron. And big shout out to our new members. Big shout out to our new patrons. If you want to become a member, make sure you do subscribe. Check out our Linktree page. It's got all the information there. We really appreciate it so we can continue making dope content.
Yeah.
And, you know, we keep doing this thing that you guys love so much, that we love so much as well. Oh, we so please do support. Mm. And speaking about new content, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, what the fuck? What podcast is this?
Looking for drum roll. Are you ready for this song?
Oh, I don't think I am.
It is my pleasure to announce a brand new show on the podcast network. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
Give it up
yes.
For the newest members
yes.
Of Podcast and Chill.
Members, woo. Yes.
Mpo Pops and Robert Pops. Popcorn and cheese.
And cheese. Oh.
Popcorn and cheese. Yeah. The chillers love them beautiful. So much. They loved standing in for us. So they were like, yo, can we do a show? We were like, yo, bro, why not?
Why not?
Let's do it.
Fucking hell, dope.
And Ghost Lady is the executive producer.
Hey. Yay.
Executive.
Yay.
Yeah,
hey, hey, break it down for us.
I make everything happen.
Hey. tell us more about the show. I know you guys are starting mid-Feb, ne?
Yeah, the recording is going to start mid-Feb, but the episode should drop by the end of Feb.
Oh, God, nice.
Popcorn and cheese.
Yeah, popcorn and cheese.
It. Wow, man.
It's going to be, like, it's going to be the vibes. You see what you saw from the, you know, the guys really enjoyed being here, you know, recording, and they were like, not want right. To another level
yeah.
And continue.
Because we always got to try new shows, man. We've tried so many shows. How many shows have we tried, bro?
We've had Bougie.
Black Friday. Chillers Club.
On the Table.
On the Table,
wow.
Yeah.
Jane,
she's coming back. She wants to record.
City Girls. Oh,
yeah, she wants to record.
What's going on? Hey, why is it on and off?
Hey?
Silly girls.
No, she's going through a lot right now, man, with this whole Eno thing. Like, I haven't been following it, but... She's not in a good place right now, but she wants to come back.
Is it?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What other shows have we done?
Cars.
The Car Podcast.
What happened to, what's the lady from the Cars Podcast?
Noctula.
She's still around.
Yeah.
The Cars Podcast is there.
I think
there was knock on it.
Yeah, we're waiting for a sponsor for that one so we can bring it back.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you get a sponsor for the Car Podcast, it will come back.
Ah, okay, great.
Yeah, because it started costing way too much to do it. And we're not getting the money returns. Back.
Ah, oh, fair enough. Yeah, true. Because, I mean, with cars, it is rather a bit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, can't wait to see you. Popcorn and cheese, man.
Man,
yeah.
I can't. So, what day of the week?
That's the executive producer. I'm not there. That's
just the producer, messenger. What day of the week?
So, we're going to be dropping it on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Woensdag.
Yes.
Oh, Wednesday. Beautiful.
So, Monday, it's us. Wednesday, it's you guys.
Yes.
Oh,
Thursday, it's us again.
It's us again. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Clean.
You're not presenting as also, you're just like...
No.
Production.
I'm just production.
It's just the two of them.
There's going to be also a guest.
Oh.
They'll have a third co-host.
Are we going to see...
Yes, yes. Her? No. They're going to be very visible.
Female?
Yes. Female? Oh.
Damn. Just famous? Know.
Could be female or...
Kanye...
Why are you so interested like you're going to watch? You know you're not going to watch.
Yeah, you're not going to watch.
I actually will.
Yeah, please.
Really?
Please.
I watch all the shows. I don't watch the shows. You don't watch the shows.
Who's the last DJ we had in Chillers Club?
Yo, in Chillers Club last year. Bro. It was Kasango or something. I don't know. I watch. Come on. It depends on the content. And Robert Boyd and Pop Pops have content I like.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to watch.
And by the way, if you're looking at us and you're thinking, what the hell's going on with Black Studios? Why are these guys so clean? Why are we coming in 4K?
Hey,
We got to send a massive shout out to On Cue Gear Rental. They've sponsored us some new gear, which is why we're looking so dapper.
Yeah, the cameras are fucking amazing.
Yeah.
The lenses are just out of this world.
I was telling the guys off camera, now I got a shower now, bro, you know? Because they can see everything, these cameras.
Yeah, he's gotten away with murder. That's where I'm at, clank.
Make sure you check them out on Instagram, On Cue Interface on Instagram. Shout out, man. It's a black old company. They do so many dope things.
For real.
Like movies for Netflix. They
movies.
Work, yeah, they work really well with Pop Productions. You know Lungstein then.
Lungstein.
Oh, yeah.
Thomas Gmede is part of the
Yes. So they reached out and they're like, yo, can we sponsor you guys with some gear, man? And here we are, man. So fuck.
Jesus.
Thank you guys, man.
Nah, like, shout out to like, you guys. Take them to the next level.
Yeah.
So all the shows are going to be shot on these.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Keeping the standard homogenous and consistent amongst across all the shows.
Love it, man. Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Nah.
Are you good?
I'm good.
How's the music going? Are we producing? Are we releasing? What's going
always
on?
Always producing, man.
Yeah. Are we releasing?
Yeah, we're releasing EPs now. Mm. You know?
Mm.
Don't have a name for the EP yet. But I got the
music. Oh, the song you played on your status last night is dope.
Oh, yeah, with the You Make Me Feel Brand New Sam. Oh, you can actually play
it,
right?
Let me play
it's not tagged.
It's not tagged,
yeah. Oh, yes.
Hey,
oh, I like it.
You love it, bro. Yeah,
like
bro.
It.
You know what? Private school is really my comfort zone.
You know?
Like it's
so stick to it, bro.
Really my comfort zone.
You're fortunate that you can do music you like.
Even when I play it, it's really my comfort zone. Like it's playing good, jazzy, musical music.
Is my Ash cutting your hair every week now?
Yeah, he comes through. He comes by my place and cuts my hair every week. Because you say he's going to cut our hair every week and he didn't show up. So I don't know what happened between the two of you. But he comes to my house every week. Yeah, we finished a bottle of alcohol yesterday. We were chilling till the wife called on some, hey, what the fuck is going on? Who are you fucking now? Then I'm like, nah, don't worry. He's at my place. Shame, man. And it's going through the most. And he fights so many people. People are stealing money from him.
Oh,
but it's part of business, right?
Oh, yeah.
When people are dishonest.
Ah, my man, it's not here. I'm just seeing you at my mind.
Oh, yeah. I went to my mind for takeaway. I got some takeaways at my mind. Have you been to my mind? You scared?
Yeah. We shot Big Zulu there.
Yeah, but it wasn't like on a Saturday when it was all happening.
Oh, no. I've been to my mind.
You've been to my mind?
Yeah. When we shot Big Zulu.
Yeah, when you shot Big Zulu.
See, it's broke. The way you put it.
when you shot Big Zulu,
we left him with a few holes.
Oh, beautiful.
How can you show it on Instagram?
Oh. Hey, I like this, bro. Oh, who played the guitar?
Trevor Marco. Yeah, old boy. Friend of mine. Day one.
Hey, so the soul, the name Soul is for soul.
That's when you know we're about to wrap up.
We are here, man.
Bye.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefigi. Ungo yigi, even when they ask you, how sabi ini? Do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.